Hello, this is Chung Dere Banana from Anime Diet Radio, directly from the Diet 3 to your ears. Let's see, recent days' biggest news in the tech world, at least the release of iPad. Of course, there are enough tampon jokes out there, so I'm going to spare you and just not deal with that. My thoughts. Let's see. What we're trying to do as a website is moving to that area. And, it will work with the live report thing. It will work with the, because we can do live report. And let's say you guys can't go to a convention near someone else. Then you can watch it on an iPad. It'd be nice and big and video. And for videos and articles and stuff you can click, whatever. We're trying to get into that. So, it's not exactly a business secret. Everybody's doing it. So that's one thing. And another thing is that I am waiting until they actually come out with some of the stuff that people want, like a camera, for example. There are some sort of, in the programming, there's something written for those things already. It's just that they just didn't have the time to release the thing in time. Well, that's fine. It's still a wonderful and good product, especially for a non-techie like me. I think I'm looking forward to holding it. Of course, the 1.0 version, I wouldn't be buying it. I would hold someone else's. Yeah, the pad. Okay, not that. The pad. Okay. Let's see. Oh, yes. This season... the black horse this season has to be Bakuto Testo Shokansho, Idiot Test, and Summon Monster. It's damn funny. It's got a little shafty stuff in there. Artistic, it's good, like those images and, like wacky humor and, the angel and the devil thing, where he thinks sometimes the devil is underneath and just picking him apart. Ah, good stuff. It's some sort of wacky, humor, but the thing that makes me actually laugh out loud is because everything just works so well. The timing, everything just hits the right spot. You know what I'm saying? You look at it, you just want to laugh. And, Akihisa is funny. Akihisa is funny as hell. He's low. His monster is actually real. So you kick the crap out of the monster, you kick the crap out of him. And, of course, he makes you with the poisonous lunch. Okay, I'm just laughing now because you should just watch it for yourself. Like I said, wacky humor, good characters, good interaction, good music, everything just hits bam, 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 bam. Just, when it's a comedic segment, it just comes, just everything just hits all at once, and it is very meta, or meta, whatever. It's otaku meta, and it's got all the things that all of a sudden the whole class is a bunch of otaku who can't get a girl. All of a sudden, I have no idea what's going on. This happens. I'm talking about episode 4, and it's just whack. It's wacky, but it's funny. Good stuff. Next show I'm interested is, what is it? I was going to cover that, but someone else is doing it. It's okay, stop. So, in this case, it's a girl, it's a Hellas horsewoman who becomes a Hellas bike woman, and she does things and she's not the main character, strangely, but she does a lot of interesting things in Ikebukuro in Tokyo, right? And so it doesn't sound all that interesting, right? But it's the portrayal of the urban life. It's how the urban legend comes up close, and she's actually quite down to earth. She's like this person who says, okay, I want to find out who I am and my whole memory. It's like normal. It's a strange strangely bringing down something that's supposed to, you know, in movies or horror film, like that film, like, which is supposed to be scary. I don't know, I've not seen the movie, but, you know, it brings her directly down to earth. And she's voiced by Sawashiro Miyuki, and I love her. I love her voice. It's just wow. It's a proper ladylike voice. That's just simply wonderful. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love her. Love her. Love her. So that's good stuff, and lots of characters. Everyone is interesting. It's fun. You know, the big black Russian guy is simply out of this world, man. I've never known there are black Russians out there. And if there are, I apologize. I didn't know that. So let's see. We're approaching 6 minutes. And next, let's go with... what is it? There's so many... There aren't... I'll be perfectly honest with you. This season isn't all that impressive. You know, despite the contrary of, like, what I just said and what people are thinking, but it just isn't all that impressive. I wasn't impressed. For example, Dancing the Vampire Bond, I thought I would be wowed, you know, like, and I was wowed to a degree, but because of the first episode, because it was just so, it's a failed attempt at hyper-realism, dude. You know, 9/11 was hyper-realism. This was not. This was animated stuff on TV. And I'm sorry. I live in Japan. I know exactly. I know the culture. I know that part of culture well enough to know that some of the things they depicted in first episode would never happen, period. You know, like, there's no way the people invited on the shows will start complaining. Like, this is fake. What do you think? I'm stupid. It's like, wow, dude. No, you don't do that. You just don't do it. That's not the way in Japan. You just don't do it. And so it makes all the hyper-realism all the more stupid because it simply doesn't work out. Son, it simply doesn't work out, son. That's what I wanted to say to him. And it's like, no, this is cartoon. This is animated stuff that doesn't have the real-world impact. I'm locked behind a screen. Okay, so, and it's not a TV screen, so it doesn't work, man. So far, forget episode one, then. So far, it's pretty decent, it's intriguing, you're wondering, and of course, the main draw is a little vampire loli, and since she's a few fucking hundred years old, you cannot pin us, and you cannot pin us with any crimes. She's a few hundred fucking years old, get over it. Let's see. Oh, yes, the Claymore petition. Of course, I'm talking... skip that. I'm going to talk about the ladies versus butlers. Now, there is fundamental otaku goodness. You know why there is? Because it's fan service, it's funny, the characters are lively, they're vibrant, they clash, they play off each other as a good comedy troupe. And... Kawasumi Ayako does a wonderful, excellent, and evilicious job on the childhood character, Tomomi. And she's damn funny too, just being evil. You know, she used to play Aoi and Mahoro, all those really nice girls with like those crystal clear and wonderful voice, like Girls Next Door. But wow, she does awesome evil childhood friend character. Oh my god. And the main guy always falls for it. And of course, the flame heart girl, the girl from Flame Heart, the twin drill, she's always falling for it. That's what makes it fun, man. And of course, enough fan service. Now these stupid hastily made camera angles. That doesn't mean jack slides. That doesn't mean jack shit. That makes people angry because, you know, you say, oh, I'm preventing fan service, so you'll buy the DVD. That's fine, dude. But seriously, don't do hastily made slides, okay? Just for the sake of trying to get people to actually buy the DVD. No, not buying. And I'm talking about Seikan no Quasar. That's all I'm going to say about it because I read the manga. Forget the TV show. It sucks. Just for that, it sucks. There's no point. It sucks. Sucks, 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 sucks. And 10 seconds left. So, like I said, I'm going to keep it short. This is Chungdere Banana from Anime Diet Radio directly from your ears. Peace out.